on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. Donal Kavanagh at the news desk with the main evening news. The government is set to reject NPHET's recommendation that the country be moved to level 5 restrictions. Instead, it's reported every other county will join Donegal and Dublin on level 3. The clinical lead of the COVID hub in Letterkenny says Donegal is creeping into a danger area with COVID-19. A group of Oireachtas members says it's vital that if there is to be further lockdown, it must be on an all-island basis. We'll speak to Donegal independent Thomas Pringle. 616 further cases of COVID-19 in the north today, and students are set to receive higher CAO offers if they're entitled on Thursday. And later in the bulletin, we'll have sports news with Oisin Kelly, including full coverage of that announcement by the GAA this afternoon that all club games are suspended with immediate effect. Oisin has been speaking to some officials in Donegal. He'll have a full report and some audio on the sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the breaking news that the government is, it's reported, set to reject NPHET's recommendation that the country be moved to level 5 restrictions. Instead, it's reported that every other county will join Donegal and Dublin on level 3. With more, here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
During a more than 3-hour meeting in government buildings this afternoon, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Tony Houlihan failed to convince a team of senior ministers that moving to level 5 restrictions was the right decision. Instead, the entire country will be placed on level 3, which is where Dublin and Donegal have been. Government sources said they will instead be upping the monitoring and enforcement of those restrictions rather than move to a full lockdown. This is a serious demarcation point between politicians and public health officials. The government has never so roundly rejected NPHET's advice and will now have to outline how the rising number of cases, hospitalisations and ICU admissions will be dealt with sufficiently so the health service isn't overwhelmed this winter. The cabinet isn't actually meeting until 5:30 and some of the ministers who weren't in this afternoon's meeting with Dr. Houlihan are annoyed that the decision appears to have been made without them. But they also had concerns about shooting up to level 5 and the social and economic impact that would have. A formal announcement will come later this evening, but the relationship between NPHET and the government has undoubtedly taken a blow and will be put under the microscope in days to come.
Well, Dublin-based GP Matthew O'Toole says level 3 restrictions don't seem to be having a significant effect in Dublin. However, he says NPHET can only advise on the public health issues regarding the pandemic. He says the government must consider other things.
I think we need to remember that the role of NPHET is purely and solely to provide public health advice and guidance to the government. They take into account 9 different metrics, and I suppose the most important one for them is that the current, you know, hospital system's capacity to manage any surges. They have no knowledge or say when it comes to the economy or financial sector. So I think first time we've actually seen the government govern.
Well, the clinical lead of the COVID hub in Letterkenny says Donegal is creeping into a danger area with COVID-19. Dr. Paul Armstrong, who's also a GP in Lifford, the area which has seen the biggest spike in the virus nationwide, says early trends show the rate of COVID-19 is coming down slightly. However, Dr. Armstrong says while there's been a focus on East Donegal, the problem with COVID-19 is countywide. He says what's most concerning now is the virus is beginning to filter through the older and more vulnerable age groups.
Speaking locally here in East Donegal, we certainly had a problem with the spike, which started about the 12th of September. But our impression is, and it's just hard to know until you can look at longer term trends, is that it has peaked and that it is coming down a little. Now, whether that's due to the level 3 changes or whether it's the behaviour of people, and I would suspect that it actually is fundamentally because of the behaviour of people realising what they needed to do personally and making the changes for that in terms of their contacts, in terms of wearing a mask, gelling their hands and all of that. So hopefully I can see that it's still significant numbers right throughout the county, and maybe there was quite a focus on East Donegal, but I think there's a problem everywhere, and it's going to come down to people's behaviour, and governments and NPHET and others can make recommendations. Then those are decisions, you know, for government, and difficult decisions that people have to make. But if the figures don't come down significantly, that the level 3 will at least will be extended, if not further levels, which we're hearing over the weekend. It was definitely predominantly younger people earlier on. It is filtering through into the more vulnerable and older age group. And it's also, unfortunately, filtering into hospital admissions and attendances. And, of course, that's where the real pinch point and the real crunch point comes for everybody and for the health service. services and people who are trying to get treatment for other illnesses and cancers and all the other day-to-day stuff that is essential and needs to be done. So it's definitely creeping into that danger area.
Dr. Paul Armstrong there speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show. Obviously, that was recorded before it emerged within the past 90 minutes that the government is said to reject NPHET's recommendation that the country move to level 5. Well, a group of independent Oireachtas members says it's vital that if there are to be further lockdown restrictions, they must be on an all-island basis. Deputies Thomas Pringle, Joan Collins and Catherine Connolly, along with Donegal Senator Eileen Flynn, argue such a measure is necessary to prevent recurring lockdowns in the future. They also say any new restrictions must be accompanied by the restoration of COVID pay and other social protections brought in at the start of the crisis. With 11 COVID-19 patients at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, compared to 2 a week ago, Deputy Thomas Pringle says if we wait for the hospitals to be overrun, it will take another 4 to 5 weeks for the situation to get back to normal. He says that is something we cannot allow happen.
I do believe that having an all-island lockdown is the only way that we can come out the other end and not have to lock down again with a proper contact tracing and testing procedure in place. I think that's the best hope we have of getting out of it, coming out the other side and ensuring that our economy and our citizens can open up their lives again.
One of the worrying things that came out of a meeting of the Assembly last week was confusion over whether or not the two COVID tracing apps on both sides of the border are compatible.
Yeah, and that's the problem with having two jurisdictions on the small island like ours. What we need to do now is get over that, and we need to make sure that we have a lockdown in force and in place on the whole island so that the ports then and the airports can be controlled afterwards. And I think then we can have this lockdown, have this short, sharp shock, come out the other end, and then open up the economy again, which is vitally important. If we don't do this, I'm afraid that we're looking at maybe 3 years of rolling lockdowns, and I don't think that's acceptable for anybody.
The big worry at the moment, of course, is the hospitals. The stark reality is, last night at 8 o'clock at Letterkenny University Hospital, 11 COVID-19 patients, one of them in critical care. The Sunday before, 2 COVID-19 patients in the same hospital, none in critical care. That's a huge leap.
Yeah, it is. Are we going to wait till next week or the week after when there could be 40 or 50 patients? That's what we're facing into. And I think it's too late if we wait till that happens, and we'll have a lot longer lockdown and less effective as well. I think what we have to do is get a grip of it now, get it on an all-Ireland basis, and make sure that we come out the other end where we have a contact tracing system in place that we'll be able to work with and live with.
Deputy Thomas Pringle there, and again, that was recorded with Deputy Pringle this afternoon before it emerged that the government may be on the verge of rejecting NPHET's most recent recommendations. There have been 616 new cases of COVID-19 north of the border. No further deaths recorded there. It brings to 14,690 the total number of cases recorded in Northern Ireland. The number of COVID-related deaths remains at 584. Internationally, the White House press secretary has tested positive for COVID-19. Kayleigh McEnany has become the latest Trump staff member to be confirmed with the virus. She says she has no symptoms and will work from home while in quarantine. Students who are entitled to a higher preference CAO choice will receive their new offer at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning. Around 450 students whose grades went up due to errors in the calculated grades system have qualified for a different course choice. The CAO says it's optimistic that all students can be accommodated by higher level institutions. The chair of the board of the CAO, Professor Paula Doherty, says students will have until the following Tuesday to make their minds up.
So this Thursday morning is when they should be online, and students can see the offers, and then they have a decision to make. Do they run with that new offer, or do they settle with what they've got already?
A number of Donegal projects are to share almost €100,000 in funding under the COVID-19 Stability Fund. The funding, part of a €4.29 million fund allocated nationwide, is aimed at providing immediate assistance to community and voluntary groups, charities and social enterprises. Among the highlights in Donegal are over €36,000 for the Bluestacks Special Needs Foundation and just over €23,000 for the Donegal Family Resource Centre. Full details of those allocations on our website, highlandradio.com. Other news, and it's been confirmed that three incidents in separate areas of Donegal yesterday were connected and led to a man being abducted in convoy. A number of people have been arrested in Castledurg in connection with the incidents following a cross-border operation between Gardaí and the PSNI. Gardaí first encountered a crashed car in Ballybuffet in the early hours of yesterday. While they were inspecting that car, they noticed another vehicle in the area acting suspiciously. A chase ensued and that car crossed the border. However, it later appeared again in Lifford, ramming a house and causing significant damage to that property. The occupants then escaped in a Land Rover, and just before 12 noon yesterday, a man was reportedly assaulted at a house in convoy and forced into a grey Mercedes-Benz. The man was released last night and is being treated for serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Well, Detective Inspector Pat O'Donnell says at this stage it appears to be a dispute between two groups.
It then proceeded to, we believe, cross the border with the individual abductors in the back. So basically, we circulated the details of the Mercedes, and it was later located by the PSNI in Castledurg at a house. That house was then raided, and the Mercedes was seized, and a number of individuals were arrested. But in the meantime, we had the male that was abducted was released in convoy, and he was conveyed to Letterkenny Hospital, where he was treated for some serious injuries, not life-threatening, but serious injuries. A serious assault, and we believe he had an operation overnight. And we believe those weapon users are still waiting for details from the hospital to determine exactly what the extent of his injuries were, and we're expecting a report following the operation this morning. It would appear to be a dispute between two groups of individuals, and basically one group was attacking the other at various locations. We're still investigating the reasons for this and the motivation for this, but hopefully it'll all become clear as we go forward. Well, the public can assist by basically assistance with their sightings, with their viewings of vehicles. As I said earlier, the vehicle, the 05LH6614, that was involved in the incident in Ballybuffet where it rammed. The occupants of that car, we believe, then got out of the car and proceeded to use iron bars, we believe, on the Mondeo to totally destroy it. So there may be some witnesses there who saw these individuals damaging the car. Again, we're appealing to people in Findlay, in Lifford. And the third appeal I'm making is in relation to convoy. When the three individuals called to the house in convoy yesterday around noontime, it was in a housing estate, so we believe there may be witnesses to come forward there. And I appeal them to contact us here at Letterkenny.
And that was Inspector Pat O'Donnell. Burglaries over the winter period fell by an average of nearly 40% since the introduction of Operation Thor in 2015. Gardaí have today launched the winter phase of the operation, which will remain in place until March next year. With more, here's Andrew Louth.
Operation Thor is designed to tackle the anticipated increase in the number of burglaries and associated criminal activity that usually occurs in the winter months, and it was launched 5 years ago. New figures by Gardaí show the six-month average number of burglaries was 6,980 since it was introduced, which is a drop from over 11,000 for the previous 4 years. Gardaí say over 2 in 5 burglaries take place between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. in winter, with Thursday, Friday and Saturday the most likely days. In order to protect homes, Gardaí are recommending people turn on some lights, use timer switches, lock all doors and windows, and to use an alarm.
Gardaí have renewed their appeal for help in tracing the whereabouts of 27-year-old Cian Langolan, who's been missing from the Falkara area of Donegal since September 24th. That's a week ago last Thursday. Cian is described as being approximately 5 feet 8 inches in height, of medium build. He was wearing blue jeans, a white t-shirt and black boots. He has sandy hair and blue eyes. Anyone with information on Cian's whereabouts is asked to contact Milford Garda Station 074-915-3060. Meanwhile, the sister of a man who's been missing from Kincashley since Saturday morning is urging him to make contact with the family. Patrick O'Keefe is 35, 5 feet 9 inches in height, of broad build, with dark brown hair and a full beard. When last seen, he was wearing a grey jacket and brown hiking boots. His sister Karen says they just want him home.
He's a big, gentle giant. He's the biggest dog in the world. He's the one who makes us all laugh, you know. We all joke as a family of five siblings that he was the favourite. We mm-hmm. always say he's mum's favourite, dad's favourite. In a joke, and because he's just that lovely, gentle nature guy. But I do think that he's also very worried about other people's feelings. And so when he'd be worried about things, he wouldn't put them on you. he wouldn't, you know.
He'd bottle it up maybe a wee bit.
He would. I think he would, because he wouldn't, he, you know, I'm trying not to get upset, because I know if he's listening now, he'll be upset, because he'll think, oh, I've done that to you. You know, we always say it's okay not to be okay sometimes, but it's just, look, it's time now to get in touch, you know, particularly with his wife and his little boy who are missing him, you know, get in touch with them. Just let them know everything's okay, you know, and let's take it from there.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, with the new Donegal GA Raven range, including zip-ups, tracksuit bottoms and shorts, available in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
17 minutes past 5 o'clock, we say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. There will be no Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship final this Sunday after the GAA suspended all club matches at all age grades until further notice. With the club season set to end next week, Donegal GAA say Kilcare and holders Niamh Connell will be able to meet at a later date, depending on the COVID restrictions at the time. Donegal GAA PRO John McInniff added the game can take place possibly after Donegal's exit from the All-Ireland Series.
Naturally, we'd like to be able to finish our competition in 2020. So, and it's best, obviously, for Kilcare and Niamh Connell. So I was in touch with Croke Park to find out if we could play the game this year, because, as you may know, originally there was a club window established which ends on October the 11th, and then the county window begins. But if Donegal go out of the championship early, then we'll be able to play it or schedule it for whenever we like. Of course, Donegal, and I would hope, would be heading for Croke Park around December the 20th. So I also saw a clarification from Croke Park. Would it be possible, if the clubs agreed and the county management didn't have a problem, that we could play the game in some window between, say, the Ulster final and the quarterfinals, something along those lines? They weren't too sure what the story was in that, and they are going to get clarification. But hopefully we'll be playing the game sometime in 2020 and reaching an All-Ireland final, maybe just between Christmas and the New Year, if everything goes to plan.
Donegal GA PRO John McInniff. Well, the association today reacted with dismay at the post-match celebrations and a lack of social distancing at recent games. Training continues to be allowed, but clubhouses and bars are to close again. The inter-county season will go ahead as planned, with the resumption of the National League on the weekend after next, but Martin McHugh is worried that may be impacted down the road.
Hey, if the cases keep going as they are, Oisin, we're not going to have inter-county football. I mean, it's only a matter of time. I know it's in the Fermanagh squad, and there's a lot of them being tested. I know, you know, Armagh, it's out there that Armagh is in the Armagh squad as well. Now, we look at the games we're talking about starting next weekend, sorry, the following weekend, we'll say, and that's only what, you know, that there's less than two weeks away, Oisin. So as these teams, if they can't play, and we look at the league situation, we want everybody will have to have their games played before the last game, to be fair to everybody. And that situation is going to cause a problem. Now, I mean, we're in Division 1, and we're wondering, will it happen? Will any of the Division 1 teams end up in the same situation? Mm-hmm. Well, teams use it as an advantage, maybe, if they don't want to play a game, to get out of it and everything else. So look, it's up there.
Will they be allowed to travel from the top of the country to the bottom to go to Kerry, Martin? Well,
that's another big question. Will they be allowed to stay overnight in Kerry? Yeah. Will there be hotels open down there and everything else? Listen, I don't know. It's all questions and everything else. I think, looking at it from a GA point of view, they really want to play the Inter-County Championship, and they feel that maybe they did sacrifice the clubs a wee bit now at this stage to play the inter-county thing. I don't know what went on, but there were definitely negotiations went on behind the scenes, Oisin, you would feel, and that there. So look at, very disappointing for the counties that haven't got their county finals played and everything else, and as teams, you know, going to have to keep training and everything else. They don't know when this decision's going to be made, when this game's going to be played and everything else. So that's what's the disappointing thing in it and everything else. But I suppose it's that type of year, Oisin. We just don't know from one day to the next, and we don't know from one week to the next.
That's Martin McHugh speaking on having been worried that the inter-county football action may not fully take place this year due to what's ongoing at the moment. You can hear more from Martin on that, and indeed the county final being called off. It's available now to listen back to in the sports section of highlandradio.com. Well, as you heard in the news, the government is set to reject proposals to move the entire country to level 5 restrictions. Instead, every county will be moved to what Donegal's on at the moment, a level 3 on the COVID roadmap. That's good news for Finn Harps, who will continue to play games in the League of Ireland Premier Division. Harps' next match is against St Pat's on the 17th of this month. The game against Shamrock Rovers next Saturday the 10th has been postponed until Tuesday the 20th, and that is due to a number of Shamrock Rovers players being involved in various international teams. In other soccer news, Tyler Toland has swapped Manchester for Glasgow as the Donegal midfielder moved to Scotland on loan. The 19-year-old becomes Scott Booth's latest addition to Glasgow City FC. Toland joined Manchester City last summer but has opted to move to the Scottish Champions for more regular game time. Glasgow have been the top side in Scottish ladies football and are going for a 14th consecutive Premier League title this coming season. Manchester United are due to announce the signing of Porto fullback Alexis Telles in the coming hours. It's believed United have also had a bid rejected by Watford for Ismaïla Sarr. Everton have signed defender Ben Godfrey from Norwich, while Theo Walcott set to rejoin Southampton from Everton on a season-long loan. The transfer window closes at 11 o'clock tonight. Aston Villa midfielder Conor Hourihan and Kevin Kelleher have joined up with the Republic of Ireland squad today. Both were unused substitutes in yesterday's Premier League game at Villa Park. The Ireland squad trained today ahead of Thursday's Euro 2020 playoff with Slovakia in Bratislava. Emmett McGuckin has left Coleraine after spending 14 months with the Irish Premiership club. McGuckin joined from Derrickview last summer and was Owen Kearney's first signing after taking charge for a second time at the club. The 29-year-old marked his debut by scoring against Linfield. The former Derry GA forward made 14 appearances for the Ballycastle Road club and scored 4 goals. Finally, just looking ahead to tonight, the DL Debate the Championship podcast will be available online at highlandradio.com from around 7:05. And of course, it will go to air tonight as well after the 7 o'clock news. There's no GA action upcoming this weekend, but there was lots happening last weekend. Brendan will be recapping the big championship stories with Paul Campbell, Barry Meehan and Declan Bogue. That's the DL Debate tonight, online and on air, from just after the 7 o'clock news. That's your sport, Donal.
Thank you, Washing. New figures show the number of people in Donegal screened for cancer is down 70% on last year. Cancer screening programmes across the country had been temporarily suspended due to COVID-19. And while some services have resumed, breast check has yet to get back up and running. Cervical check screenings in the county are down 64% on 2019. Bowel screenings are down 70%. Breast check in Donegal has been hit the hardest, with screenings down 89%. The chair of Donegal Action for Cancer Care is Betty Holmes.
The real issue is our cancer screening services must be a priority, and it must be priority for our Donegal or Oireachtas members, and I mean that respectively. And whatever it takes to get them started, it has to happen. And our other concern now, I suppose, is when we saw that the council offices are closed at Letterkenny, we hope that that's not going to be used as an excuse that there's a delay. We've taken note of all this, and it's not acceptable. It really isn't. But again, there was issues. The service at Letterkenny was only operational 3 days a week before COVID. Now we have a number of women and men, because remember bowel screening as well, you know, and the issue must be addressed.
What kind of impact will this have in terms of diagnosis for patients, and from your point of view, Betty?
Well, the reality is you're going to have delayed diagnosis. You know, the reality is if people aren't getting their screening, you know, be it bowel, be it breast check, and there's misdiagnosis, what impact will that have? Well, I mean, time is crucial in the diagnosis of cancer. So if people's diagnoses are being delayed, you know, there's serious questions around that. There's questions around the treatment, you know, what stage will their cancer be at when it's diagnosed? There's so many issues.
And that was Betty Holmes of DACC speaking there to Catherine Gaffney. Weather forecast, any rain on the north and northeast coast will slowly clear, leaving a good deal of dry weather and just some scattered showers this evening. Scattered showers in many areas tonight, though, with lowest overnight temperatures 7 to 9 degrees Celsius, moderate westerly winds becoming light variable overnight, some patches of mist and fog forming. Tomorrow, Tuesday, we'll see a mix of bright spells and showers. Some of the showers heavy and highest temperatures of 11 to 13 degrees Celsius, moderate to fresh and gusty west to north. northwest winds. The winds strong at times along coasts. And that's Highland Radio News for now. Looking at the main stories for this Monday evening, the government is set to reject NPHET's recommendation that the whole country move to level 5 restrictions. Instead, it's reported that every county will join Donegal and Dublin on level 3. A cabinet meeting is set to begin in the coming minutes, an announcement expected after that. A Dublin-based GP says level 3 restrictions don't seem to be having a significant effect in the capital. However, Dr. Matthew O'Toole says NPHET can only advise on the public health aspects of the pandemic. He said the government must consider other issues. Meanwhile, the clinical lead of the COVID hub in Letterkenny says Donegal is creeping into a danger area with COVID-19. Dr. Paul Armstrong, who's also a GP in Lifford, says what's most concerning is that the virus is now beginning to filter through older and more vulnerable age groups. A group of independent Rockless members says it's vital that if there are to be further lockdowns, they must be all islands. Next news at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 5th of October. The death has taken place of Hugh Duffy, Ballyargus, Redcastle. As per Hugh's wishes, cremation is strictly private, please. The death has occurred of Agnes McNulty, Mullandrate, Stranorer. Funeral from her home on Wednesday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorer at 11:00, followed by interment in Stranorer Cemetery. Funeral Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Stranorer. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Patients' Comfort Fund, Hillcrest House Nursing Home, Letterkenny. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, the house and funeral are strictly private to family only, please. The death has taken place of Sheila Connaughton, Milford. Funeral tomorrow afternoon at 1:00 in St. Peter's Church, Milford, with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Her funeral mass will take place in line with COVID-19 restrictions and may be viewed on churchservices.tv/Milford. Rosary Tonight can also be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Alison Gallagher, the Mall Rimelton. Her remains are reposing at her home. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St. Mary's Church, Rimelton, with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Rosary Tonight at 9 p.m. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family only, please. Funeral Mass and Rosary may be viewed on churchservices.tv/St. Mary's Church, Rimelton. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Irish Cancer Society, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors. And the death has taken place of Barney Doherty, Laca Carrigart, formerly of Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow to the Church of St. John the Baptist, Carrigart, for Requiem Mass at 11:00, which can be viewed on the Meva Parish Facebook page. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to government restrictions, the wake and funeral are private to family and close friends.